What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Turning toward Yemen now, that is also appearing to be about to become a serious contention within the halls of Congress. And despite the Trump's administration claiming it would seek a ceasefire in Yemen, the U.S. actually sabotaged a United Nations attempt at such a ceasefire. But opposition to the war is growing in Congress, and that's reflecting the fact that the American people are really starting to get on those phones and fax machines and say, look, this has gone on long enough. So this article over here in the original antiwar.com saying, yeah, there's popular discontent with the Yemen war. I mean, there's discontent with all of the wars, but this one, there's no way to gild this, to make it look good. This is just Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates and the United States pounding on the people of Yemen for wanting to run their own country. And everybody knows it. And I think in general, the American people have become very war weary. We've been at war all these places 17 years now straight. Longer than we were in World War I and World War II put together. Apparently, new deadly fighting has erupted once again in Hodeidah. And apparently, the fighting erupted in the east and south of the Red Sea city. And apparently, Houthis on the television channel referred to an exchange of tank fire. So the heavy artillery is now coming on in. The United Nations is still out there saying that Yemen is on the brink of a major catastrophe, which it really is, followed up by a request for money. The United Nations is appealing for $21.9 billion to address 21 humanitarian crises worldwide next year, including $4 billion for Yemen, which is currently their largest aid operation. Now, over in Israel, there have been hints about a big military operation, and it's being referred to as the Northern Op. And so apparently, according to Haaretz's senior military correspondent, Amos Harrell, he said this could signal that Israel is going to attack Lebanon, mostly to attack Hezbollah, get that Latani River, and may actually try and provoke a conflict with Iran. So, meanwhile, in Jerusalem, tensions are at a boiling point. Israel is rapidly trying to cement their grip over the whole city, and it set off increasingly visible confrontations between the Israelis and the Palestinians in the city's eastern sector, which according to the United Nations is supposed to be the Arab quarter. And basically Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem has emboldened Israel to simply grab. And of course, to the Palestinians, that eastern part of the city, they see as the capital of their future state. They're willing to share Jerusalem. Israel is not. Now, interestingly enough, there's an article over in strategicculture.org saying that the pushback against Israel is beginning. And the article basically goes through the complete iron-fisted control Israel has had over our politics for decades and decades, and how any member of Congress who tried to stand up to them, like Cynthia McKinney, would be destroyed. But in this last election, there were three Democratic congresswomen, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who have indicated they don't feel like discussing Israel in total worshipfulness, that they think it is time to take an honest look at what Israel's government has been doing. Now, a lot of this is being driven by politics because polls are showing among Democrats who've usually been staunchly pro-Israel, Democrats favored Israel over Palestine by a margin of only 2%. That is a major, major political defeat for Israel. It's certainly a victory for BDS. And for those who are saying the Palestinians have just as much right to be here as anybody else. And another area in which we may see the pushback happening, there was this major propaganda effort sponsored by the French and Israeli governments. Huge amount of money. It was called Saison France-Israël, or France-Israel season, was a series of hundreds of cultural events backed by both governments, and it ran for 6 months until the end of last month. And Israeli officials are acknowledging it was a complete failure. People just didn't want to show up. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Benjamin Netanyahu's legal woes are growing. Police are seeking new bribery charges related to Bezeq Telecom Israel, where basically Netanyahu awarded regulatory favors to them in return for positive coverage of him and his wife on a news website, Walla, owned by the company. So Israeli police are saying they've got enough evidence for bribery and fraud charges to be brought against Netanyahu. This might actually punch Netanyahu's button. He may start a war just as a distraction. I still remember back when Monica Lewinsky was testifying before Congress about the blue dress. And she came walking on out of the building expecting a phalanx of corporate media that she would speak to. The steps were empty because while she'd been inside, Bill Clinton launched cruise missile strikes into Syria and one other Middle Eastern country to supposedly destroy a biological weapons laboratory, which actually turned out to be an ordinary aspirin factory. So you, the American taxpayer, got to pay for the $1 million a shot cruise missiles, and you got to pay for rebuilding the aspirin factory as well. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in France, because it is very, very significant. And apparently, the French have just taken on the name the Yellow Jackets because they're wearing those reflective yellow safety jackets that you basically buy at any hardware store. And they're in the streets in the hundreds of thousands in what is being described as a citizens' revolution. And there's more going on here than Macron's threat to put a massive tax on gas. As one of our callers mentioned, French students are blocking high schools. They're burning cars, throwing stones at police, and amid these protests here. And apparently, police are putting up barricades. Now, there's an interesting little take about this. This is over at shtfplan.com. The Paris tax revolts. The world begins to realize the truth about government. That's one aspect of it. I think the world is also beginning to realize the truth about globalism. But this article is saying that people are waking up to the disaster that governments have caused and funded by theft over the course of human history. Now, the French revolts, which began over the increase in the petrol tax, have left 133 people injured, over 400 arrested. And the protesters are out there saying all taxation is theft. So it's spread beyond the petrol tax, the gas tax. And this could easily spread. We already know other parts of Europe are starting to have yellow jacket protests. They've been abused too much. They've been taxed too much. They're fed up. And more to the point, people are realizing that all this money that's taken away from them is not making their lives better. It's being spent to basically commit these horrific crimes in places like Yemen and Syria and Libya. And they're not happy about that, and they don't want to be stolen from any longer. And by the way, this is not just the protesters and the government. There are factions breaking up within the government itself. Apparently, paramedics are on one side, riot police are on another. And apparently, ambulance drivers were pictured facing off with officers during a demonstration in the Place de la Concorde. Right now, 80% of the people in France, ordinary working people, not the professional bureaucrat class, support the yellow vests. 80%. Now, the corporate media is out there trying to focus on the violence of the protests. Ooh, bad protesters, and as usual, are trying to basically downplay what's driving it. You know, the political and economic complaints central to the demonstrations. People don't just get up and start rioting without a really, really good reason. They know they could get hurt. They know they could get arrested. They know they could get killed. Now, French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe has announced there will be a six-month suspension of the fuel tax hike, which triggered the unrest across the country, saying this is aimed at stopping the violence and restoring public order. It may be too late for that, because the yellow vest protesters are expanding their demands. And once they're on the move, getting them to stop would take a Gandhi to stop them, I think, right now here. So hundreds of thousands of French people have joined the protests since November 17th, and most of them peaceful, but unfortunately there is a large and growing part that are becoming violent. Over 70% of French people polled said they support the movement, although an even higher percentage said they disapproved of the violence, which is mostly centered in Paris itself. Over at Russian Insider, they're saying that Macron might have to resign. And you know what's really ironic about this? This is a gas tax, which Macron imposed to combat human-caused global warming in the city of Paris, home of the Paris Climate Accord. A little bit of an irony there here. Another spin, and this is the one I think is what's going on, because we're hearing of these yellow vests in other countries right now. Over at newsfromtheperimeter.com, that this could be the start of the Great Awakening. This could be the start of the revolt against globalism. And I remember years ago when all of this Soros nonsense started to come on out, and we began to see the backlash and the problems that was being created. And I speculated that this push to create a global government could spark a global revolt. And it looks like other people are starting to think exactly the same thing. By the way, look at the corporate media coverage of the French riots and protesters and how negative it is about all those, you know, we have to have the rule of law out there. Those French protesters, they're violent, they're bad. Then think back about the corporate media coverage during the Maidan in Kiev, when the corporate media was out there saying, yes, Ukrainian people, you kick out that government that doesn't want to join the EU. So, over in China, the military are on heightened alert after U.S. Navy warships sail through the Taiwan Strait. This is the third such operation this year. I think it was a rather dumb thing to do, given that Donald Trump was trying to basically repair trade with China at the G20. Or maybe whoever gave that order to sail those ships through the Taiwan Strait wanted to sabotage that meeting. It's getting hard to know who's really calling the shots in this country. I think there are too many people who think they are in control here. We have been talking about America's weapons, which can be formidable, but not always. And apparently, there are these U.S. shipyards that are supposed to be doing attack submarine repairs. And they don't have enough people working. They don't have enough room. And to give you one example of what that's resulting in, the USS Boise, which is a Los Angeles-class attack submarine, was slated to enter a shipyard for an extensive period of repairs, fixes, and modifications back in 2013. Because of the backlog on fixing all this stuff, they hadn't gotten attention by 2016. At which point, officials determined the USS Boise was unfit for operations. So the U.S. Navy basically sank $1.5 billion into an attack sub that doesn't move. I'm sure they'll sell it to a museum somewhere here. Meanwhile, over in Russia, they've started sea trials for the latest in their class of Bure ballistic missile submarines. And they're going to order two more. And this will bring Russia's total ballistic missile submarine fleet to 11 boats. Now, the Bure is much smaller than the old Typhoon class, but apparently carries the same weapons load. So that will be interesting here. Over in Great Britain, apparently there's been a bit of a shakeup in the military command in an argument over the F-35 and which particular variant Great Britain should be importing. And apparently this argument is between the Royal Air Force and the Royal Navy. And obviously the Navy wants the Navy version. The Air Force wants the Air Force version. Apparently the nature of the deal precludes them buying half and half. But apparently Air Marshal Michael Wigston will now lead the Royal Air Force, while Vice Admiral Tony Radican would become Britain's first Sea Lord and Chief of Naval Staff. Now, here's where we're going to find out who's really running the country. Russia Insider basically quoted a Donald Trump tweet that he wants to end the crazy, Trump's words, arms race with Russia. He wants reconciliation and an end to the new global arms race. That's something he actually campaigned on. So, having seen Trump flip-flopping before, this is the operant question. Is he going to come back in another week and say, yes, we've got to arm up against evil, evil Russia? Because he's certainly stepped on a lot of toes with this one. Everybody in the military-industrial complex is out there saying, no, we can't have this. Peace means no money. Anyway, one of the issues Trump may be looking at is the fact that Russia has developed some new weapons that are decades ahead of the United States. Because our military-industrial complex is all about making money, getting as much money as you can, spending it as quickly as you can, and keep rebuilding the weapons that won World War II. And Russia and China, they're thinking about World War III as well as they should be. Okay, here's a little bit of propaganda, possibly leading to a false flag. Supposedly, there's this ISIS-supporting media group that is threatening New York City for an attack on New Year's with snipers, package bombs, silencers, and they're out there distributing all of these posters. And again, one of the problems about this time of the year, we have two major holidays coming up, Christmas and New Year's, either of which would make a great symbolic target for a false flag event to really crank up the war and get it going. I can imagine there's a lot of brass walking around the Pentagon right now saying, let's just get this thing going. I'm tired of waiting already. Okay, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to turn to our domestic politics, and it's turning into a three-ring circus. All we're missing are the clowns. Well, what am I saying? We've got a whole Congress full of clowns here. But former FBI Director James Comey has dropped his attempt to get a judge to quash the congressional subpoena and says that he has reached a deal with the GOP lawmakers regarding his upcoming testimony. And so Comey is going to testify before them. And the Republicans have agreed he gets to talk when he's done, and there'll be a transcript released in 24 hours. This is the closest he can get to public testimony, meaning Comey's going to go in there and grandstand. He's going to try and make it look like turning a blind eye to the Clinton Foundation, to the email server, to everything else was the only rational decision he could make. And no, it wasn't, because as Trey Gowdy keeps trying to remind James Comey, Title 18 does not require intent. She didn't mean to do wrong does not get her off the hook. Now, Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit to obtain the records of meetings with that Clinton DNC law firm that paid for the anti-Trump dossier. So that will be interesting. Meanwhile, author Stephen Cohen is saying that those who are promoting that Russian hoax, they're going to trigger World War III. even nuclear war. And that's a very real possibility. The United States ended World War II with nuclear weapons. They could just go ahead and start World War III with nuclear weapons. Paul Craig Roberts, I think about 2 months ago, was saying there he was hearing serious talk on the inside about, you know, forget about ground invasions or anything. Let's just haul off and hit them and settle things once and for all. Article coming on out of Sputnik News talking about the expected hearing. United States Attorney John Huber, who was appointed by former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, is due to testify about his probe into the Clinton Foundation. Now, it was supposed to happen tomorrow, but because of the funeral for George Herbert Walker Bush, it has now been delayed. But apparently, two whistleblowers have signaled their willingness to shed light on the charity's alleged wrongdoing. And as you may be aware, one of those whistleblowers' homes got raided by the FBI. Now, this guy is a recognized, acknowledged whistleblower who's protected by law under the Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection Act. And so Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley is demanding answers from FBI Director Christopher Wray about just why this guy's home was raided. Now, the whistleblower, Dennis Kane, was once employed by an FBI contractor, turned over his documents to the Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz regarding the Bureau's failure to investigate potential criminal activity regarding Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and the Uranium One deal. So the investigators already have the information. And what that tells me is the FBI was looking for something that they could use to blackmail this Dennis Kane or threaten him to get him to change his story, to get him to not show up, which means Christopher Wray is just as crooked as Comey was. Speaking of the Clintons, it is not going very well for them. As you know, they're out on their little book tour, talking tour, an evening with the Clintons. And it's basically empty spaces. In fact, up at Toronto, in the Scotiabank Arena, by the time the event actually started, those $177 tickets were being sold for single digits. In fact, the parking cost more than getting in to see the Clintons. And that has to be a bit of a shock for Hillary. Because remember, 4 years ago, people were willing to pay any amount of money to see the woman who was going to be heading into history. So hopefully this will lead to her decision not to try and run again in 2020. I think it's time to get some new blood in there. I'm glad Tulsi Gabbard is throwing her hat in the ring. Now, you've probably already heard this, but I'm going to mention it again anyway. Jerome Corsi, who's a conservative writer, has filed a criminal complaint against Robert Mueller. And Corsi is alleging that Mueller is on a rampant bullying bid in an attempt to get Corsi to bear false testimony against President Donald Trump. And he's going to take the matter to court. And Fox News was just running a lower third saying that there are now signs the Mueller investigation may be closing soon. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, turning on over to London, specifically the Ecuadorian embassy, questions are still very much up in the air. What's going to happen to Julian Assange? But there's been a bit of an embarrassment over the attempt to use Assange to create the image of a link between the Trump campaign and Russia. Now, as you know, WikiLeaks leaked out all those DNC emails, which the Hillary campaign claimed were hacked by Russia, but which the metadata proves were done as an inside leak, most likely by Seth Rich. And The Guardian recently came on out with this story that claimed Paul Manafort had visited Julian Assange in 2013, 2015, and the spring of 2016. And everybody pretty much said, no, didn't happen. Well, we're the Guardian, you will believe us here. And of course, it's blown up in their face because of Paul Manafort's passport stamps don't show him being in Britain during that time. And a former consul and first secretary at the Ecuadorian embassy in London has basically said it did not happen. He's not in the logs. He didn't get on in. The Guardian just made it up. And what's complicating this for the Guardian is that one of the people who wrote this story was involved in another smear job against WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. They wrote a story claiming that WikiLeaks was itself a hacker organization breaking into various places, breaking into government offices. Well, WikiLeaks has never been a hacking organization. They are a whistleblower clearinghouse, if you will. But it's just more media lies here. If you're wondering why things in this country are getting so bad, it's because the government is so busy fighting itself. It doesn't have any time left over to do things like, you know, fix the roads or repair the bridges or keep the dams from collapsing. And as soon as the Democrats get control of the House of Representatives in January, they're just going to be spending all their time on probe after probe after probe of Trump and Russia and Russia and Trump. And by golly, we're going to get you. And they're going to bring back this Russian interference in the 2016 election issue. This isn't a government, it's a kindergarten. Now, according to John Solomon, relating to the Spygate scandal, there were at least six different deep state operatives who attempted to infiltrate and set up the Trump campaign during the 2016 election, get him to do something that was illegal or compromising. And apparently documents recently released have revealed the Obama deep state operatives contacted Trump campaign officials in Great Britain prior to the launch of any of these FBI investigations. This is worse than Watergate. Where's the Washington Post when you really need it? And already they're just cranking up here. Apparently this so-called extremism expert, J.M. Berger, was on Sirius XM radio out there saying that Trump could command supporters to turn violent and that they would turn violent. That all Trump has to do is say, Republicans, get out there and kill. I seem to recall it's the Democrats who are calling for violence and in many cases carrying out the violence. Well, it looks like Joe Biden has decided he is going to run for president in 2020 after all. He's out there saying he's the most qualified person for president. Of course, don't they all say that? The good news is that Michael Avenatti, the porn lawyer, has decided he will not be running in the 2020 election. That would have been a real joke, I think. Many years ago in Italy, there was actually a porn star who ran for the Italian parliament. Her name was Cicciolina, and she won. Down in North Carolina, they're still dealing with allegations of vote fraud. Apparently, this concerns that some of the ballots may have been fraudulent. It's a tightly contested race. It has not been called. And it's between Republican Mark Harris and Democrat Dan McCready. Harris is ahead of McCready by 905 votes. And so everybody's pointing fingers and say, election fraud, election fraud, election fraud. When are we going to clean this mess up? And this is another place where Donald Trump campaigned on figuring out a way to have honest, effective, trustworthy elections. And he dropped the ball. This last election proves it. It was just as crooked as any other election in recent years. And it is possible to have honest elections, or at least more honest, more verifiable elections. And again, I refer you to this article at whatreallyhappened.com in the upper left of the main page, right underneath my ridiculously outdated photo. There's an article link, how to have honest elections. And I'm not saying it's perfect, but if you think about how it's put together, figuring out where you could actually get on in and fake this. The problem is our current government doesn't want an honest election system. That would basically chain them to the American people. They'd have to do what we say instead of their corporate masters. Now, here's a story that is just now breaking. Apparently, during the 2018 campaign, the National Republican Congressional Committee says it was hacked and the emails of top officials stolen. Now, who would do a thing like that? What's really weird is Republican leaders didn't even know it had happened until Politico contacted committee officials about the incident. Now, the MSSP informed the NRCC officials. They, in turn, alerted CrowdStrike, which is a cybersecurity firm that apparently is working both sides of the alley, as it were. Getting on back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, apparently got into a row with Sarah Sanders Huckabee. And a lot of it has to do with some of the really outrageous things that Alexandria has been saying lately. Like, you know, we're going to give away all this free stuff. We'll just pay for it. Oh, how? We just pay for it. And of course, comparing her election victory to the moon landing. And former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, Sarah's dad, tweeted on back saying the big difference, the moon landing was lunar. Your election was loony. And he's right on that one. Alexandria has let this election victory go to her head. She's a freshman. She's at the bottom of the pecking order over there. So let's talk about the economic news, because if you've been following the stock market today, you know it was not good. The Dow ended just shy of 800 down, and earlier in the day, it had been below that. So there's this article over at Government Slaves saying that the psychological bubble that has been propping up the U.S. economy is starting to pop. Because Americans have been encouraged to be optimistic about the stock market, about the economy, because that's what the corporate media is saying. Oh, it's great. We've got record low unemployment. Inflation is under control. Everything's wonderful, and people go along with that. But at some point, people are looking around themselves. They're looking around at the homeless and the hungry and the dilapidated buildings and the decaying, corroded infrastructure and say, no, there's something wrong here. The economy isn't working. We're in a bubble, and it's going to be painful. Even JP Morgan is now saying that cash might be better than stocks for holding on to your wealth. It's the first time they've said that in a decade here. So let's talk about the China trade truce. Because over the weekend, the Trump administration, too much fanfare, announced a breakthrough in the trade war with China, according to which Beijing would purchase substantial amounts of U.S. farm products and remove barriers to trade in exchange for a delay of new tariffs and higher tariff rates. Now, Trump left his top advisors scrambling to explain just what was in there, because apparently this agreement does not yet exist on paper and hasn't been confirmed in Beijing. Now, asked about the agreement on Monday, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Trump's top economic advisor Larry Kudlow started dialing back expectations and adding qualifiers. So it may not all be all that was cracked up to be. Larry Kudlow was out there saying that China promises U.S. trade changes immediately, but he's taking that same approach. China goes first, and then we'll do something. By the way, I seriously doubt that part about China buying huge amounts of U.S. farm products, because China does not allow GMO. All right, we have a caller on the line. Steve Elkins, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple economic questions for you, Mike. With the GM closing of 5 plants and approximately about 14,000 employees, depending on where these plants are located, sounds like they may end up creating some ghost towns. But the question is, we can't rely on Wall Street to see how strong they really are with all the manipulation of the stock values. But do you believe they are cash strapped, and do you believe they might end up having a fireside sale to clear out that inventory on those vehicles they're going to no longer produce?
Well, I mean, they've been producing vehicles. Nobody's buying them. I mean, and it's not just GM. It's across the board. People don't want to go deeper into debt. They're hanging on to their older cars. They're learning how to fix them themselves as much as they can, the way cars are currently built. They're not built to encourage self-repair. But there are these huge inventories sitting on out there. We've got one down here at the bottom of the hill. There's an old abandoned four-screen drive-in movie theater and used to be a flea market. Now it's just a holding lot for all the surplus inventory that the local car dealers have. They can't move the product. And yeah, at some point, all these automakers, they're in serious trouble, because if they're making autos but nobody's buying them, yeah, there could be a fire sale. We could see a crash in automobile prices. We already are seeing a crash in automobile prices. I mean, if you look at the car commercials on TV, boy, this would be a wonderful time to get a new car if you could afford to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, but my next question follow-up would be, do you think the other manufacturers probably will follow the same pathway and closing plants and laying off people also? I just wonder if this is going to have a domino effect with the other auto manufacturers probably, but that was my next question.
Well, it's less a domino situation than more of a shakeout. I mean, if you have two or three automakers collapse and go out of business, obviously that strengthens the position of those that have survived. But GM is definitely in trouble. Tesla is definitely in trouble. And apparently, there are rumors around that Ford is going to have to lay off a bunch of people now.
Last question is on Qatar leaving OPEC. They're a small player in OPEC, but what do you make of that, them wanting to leave OPEC? The strategy for their own interest, but in what way? Driving up prices?
That may be part of what they were thinking. It may be that OPEC is starting to fragment. The other members of OPEC are not at all happy about Saudi Arabia and their cozy relationship with the United States. And even Saudi Arabia may be rethinking that, because they're starting to buddy-buddy up with Russia about possibly forming another oil cartel that would be denominated in a currency other than the U.S. dollar.
That's it. Makes all sense. Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And getting on back to the economic news, Chinese economists are saying that now, as they continue to gradually open up their financial system to the world, the yuan is becoming more and more important around the globe. And that situation seems to be rising. And at some point, they're saying the yuan will be the global heavyweight. And I think that's true, because they manufacture, and that is how you get wealth. You don't just take a bunch of paper notes and shake them back and forth, pray to some wooden owl, say, ooh, make me rich. You have to have product. The U.S., pretty much all they're making these days are weapons of war, and they're not really all that good. Anyway, oil prices are falling. And once again, the tar sands and shale oil companies are being hit and driven out of business. Now, as you know, Deutsche Bank got caught in yet another major scandal involving money laundering. It could collapse. And according to this article over at Investment Watch, Watch blog, this could trigger the global economic collapse. There's going to be an event that's going to bring it all down, because Deutsche Bank is too big to bail, as in bail out. Over in Iran, we just lost our internet connection on Twitch. And let's see if we're still getting sound out there. Okay, looks like we're still good. So, as I was saying, Iran's steel exports are now up by 23%. They're making products. They're engaging in commerce. to engaging in peace. We've reached a stage in our country where we're seeing the end result of decades of very short-sighted decision-making by the government. Manufacturing was known to be in trouble all the way back in the 1980s. And the government just said, "Yeah, we don't need to worry about that. We'll start the service economy, and that'll keep the tax money flowing on in." Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Welcome to Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And for those of you who have been fans of the radio show for a very long time, you probably recognize these holiday bumpers as music from my wife's album, Christmas Without Borders. Anyway, let's see. Checking in here. Last segment, I made a comment about short-sighted decision-making. And one of the areas where I think that's definitely true is the widening use of robots to replace human beings. Now, overall, I like technology. I think robots are cool. I used to play with them. Actually, if you think about it, I used to work with them. Technically, Viking was a robot. But this displacement, I mean, the pressure on the American worker is intense right now. Their jobs are getting offshored. High-paying jobs are being offshored. You have all these migrants and illegal immigrants coming on in to displace them in our domestic work environment. And now you have the automation. So apparently Walmart has decided that they are going to go with a new fleet of robot janitors. And apparently by the end of January, Walmart will roll out 360 autonomous floor scrubbing robots in many of its stores. And these janitors can clean floors on their own, even when customers are around. Now, I'm sure that the tech is amazing, but the consumer economy, of which Walmart is a part, cannot be sustained unless ordinary people can trade their labor for decent wages and salaries with which to go back into those retail places and spend the money. And by the way, I understand that the retail numbers for this holiday shopping season are horrible. In fact, Claire and I had to do some shopping for Christmas. And already things are just being discounted left and right. I mean, shocking amounts. And you could almost see fear in the eyes of those retail clerks. All right. As I mentioned before, the death and mourning and funeral of George Herbert Walker Bush has pushed back a lot of things relative to the government. And as you know, Donald Trump was threatening to withhold his support for a funding bill that did not include at least $5 billion for his border wall. That request has been put on hold, and the Democrats have agreed to a two-week stopgap funding bill so the government doesn't have to shut down, which personally I would be in favor of. Now, over in Camden, New Jersey, and this is a subject a lot of people are talking about, why are civil governments getting involved in sports arenas? But apparently Camden helped fund, to the tune of $35 million, a baseball stadium. And it was on the city's waterfront. It's about to be demolished and replaced with three Rutgers University athletic fields. And apparently the problem is they thought this was going to result in economic development to the area. And more people, they don't go to stadiums anymore because of the security harassment. They prefer to stay at home and watch on their new 4K whiz-bang TV. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We will be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.